I'm standing on a humid practice range just behind a group of young Marine scouts getting ready for target practice. In combat, small units like this can be spread 300 feet or more, but even from just 10 feet away, it's hard for commanders to make themselves heard.
The simplest communication is extremely difficult.
Leaders like Sergeant Dakota Fox need to be able to cut through the chaos and get orders to their troops clearly and quickly. That's why a few of Sergeant Fox's Marines are carrying weapons that are a little different.
The M4A1 suppressed on semi-automatic and then fully automatic.
The key word he uses there is suppressed. Small canisters attached to the end of their carbine barrels are sound suppressors. Small elite special operations units have long used them, but the Marines want to bring suppressors into the mainstream. They've equipped 2,000 troops with them, including some deployed overseas. So far, the results are positive.
The biggest thing about this suppressor is the command and control that it allows on the battle space. I can have a conversation just like we are right now.
Suppressors are probably familiar to anyone who's seen a James Bond movie. In firearms law and in popular culture, they're called silencers. That name's not really accurate, though.
Our weapons are still quite loud. I'd say we're taking the M4 carbine from about 160 decibels at the shooter's right ear down to about 130. 130 decibels is still quite loud.
Christian Wade is the top weapons officer for the 2nd Marine Division. And like he said, a suppressed M4 still makes plenty of noise. Here's a Marine shooting one. And for comparison, here's an M4 at the same distance without a suppressor. Suppressors reduce and soften the sound of a shot, making it more of a thump than a sharp, loud crack. Up close, they turn a painful, deafening noise into simply a loud one. Here it is again, suppressed and without a suppressor. But quieter weapons aren't always a good thing. Behind a hill, you might not be able to hear suppressed shots 100 feet away, so commanders might not know their troops have started shooting, or an enemy might fire at you with suppressed weapons. So Wade is borrowing something else from Marine Special Operations to expand the experiment. A helmet with electronic headphones that digitally process sounds. They reduce the volume of sounds that are too loud, like explosions, but let through the rest, and can even boost some that would normally be too quiet to hear. Eric Fallon is a retired Army officer and audiologist with 3M, a major supplier of these devices to the military.
If you just look at the loud noises and you don't understand the quiet, then you're probably not going to offer a solution that is going to be readily adopted on the battlefield, because you do need your hearing for that auditory situational awareness.
This is night in a forest with insects and frogs, first heard without the headset. And here are the same sounds with the headset. Wade, the Marine weapons officer, says the experiments could change not just the soundscape of battle, but also how Marines think about combat.
Marines are shooting and they are looking at the effect of their fire. No longer is this illusion of everybody's firing, we're making a bunch of noise, therefore we must be kicking the enemy's butt. That's what's happened in the past. That's gone now.
The experiment with the headset is just starting, but Wade says the suppressors may need only a few tweaks before they're ready for widespread use. So soon, the loud parts of war may be quieter, and the quiet parts louder. I'm Jay Price, reporting.